Life's Little Instruction Book, 511 Suggestions, Observations, and Reminders on How to Live a Happy and Rewarding Life. Never argue with police officers, and address them as officer. Keep fire extinguishers in your kitchen and car. Leave the toilet seat in the down position. Learn the capitals of the states. When starting out, don't worry about not having enough money. Limited funds are a blessing, not a curse. Nothing encourages creative thinking in quite the same way. Give yourself an hour to cool off before responding to someone who has provoked you. If it involves something really important, give yourself overnight. When playing games with children, let them win. Resist telling people how something should be done. Instead, tell them what needs to be done. They will often surprise you with creative solutions. Never give up on what you really want to do. The person with big dreams is more powerful than one with all the facts. Read carefully anything that requires your signature. Remember, the big print giveth, and the small print taketh away. Never take action when you're angry. Don't forget, a person's greatest emotional need is to feel appreciated. Loosen up. Relax. Except for rare life and death matters, nothing is as important as it first seems. Commit yourself to constant self-improvement. Don't allow the phone to interrupt important moments. It's there for your convenience, not the caller's. Don't waste time grieving over past mistakes. Learn from them and move on. Never tell anyone they look tired or depressed. When someone hugs you, let them be the first to let go. Never pay for work before it's completed. Never ask a lawyer or accountant for business advice. They are trained to find problems, not solutions. Take family vacations, whether you can afford them or not. The memories will be priceless. When facing a difficult task, act as though it is impossible to fail. If you're going after Moby Dick, take along the tartar sauce. Remember that overnight success usually takes about 15 years. When paying cash, ask for a discount. Remember, the deal's not done until the check has cleared the bank. No, that wasn't it. Find some other way of proving your manhood than by shooting defenseless animals and birds. Judge your success by the degree that you're enjoying peace, health, and love. When tempted to criticize your parents, spouse, or children, bite your tongue. Be wary of people who tell you how honest they are. When you arrive at your job in the morning, let the first thing you say brighten everyone's day. Never walk out on a quarrel with your wife. Remember the three most important things when buying a home: location, location, location. Let your representatives in Washington know how you feel. Call 202-225-3121 for the House and 202-224-3121 for the Senate. An operator will connect you to the right office. Every day, look for some small way to improve your marriage. Read Leadership is an Art by Max DePree. That's DePree. Dell, 1989. Save an evening a week for just you and your wife. Understand that happiness is not based on possessions, power, or prestige, but on relationships with people you love and respect. Street musicians are a treasure. Stop for a moment and listen. Then leave a small donation. When faced with a serious health problem, get at least 3 medical opinions. Don't be intimidated by doctors and nurses. Even when you're in the hospital, it's still your body. Read hospital bills carefully. It's reported that 89% contain errors in favor of the hospital. When you and your wife have a disagreement, regardless of who's wrong, apologize. Say, "I'm sorry I upset you. Would you forgive me?" These are healing, magical words. Use club soda as an emergency spot remover. Make a list of 25 things you want to experience before you die. Carry it in your wallet and refer to it often. Answer the phone with enthusiasm and energy in your voice. Don't be afraid to say, "I don't know." Don't be afraid to say, "I made a mistake." Don't be afraid to say, "I need help." Don't be afraid to say, "I'm sorry." When you find a job that's ideal, take it, regardless of the pay. If you've got what it takes, your salary will soon reflect your value to the company. Don't be rushed into making an important decision. People will understand if you say, "I'd like a little more time to think it over. Can I get back to you tomorrow?" Watch for big problems. They disguise big opportunities. Make someone's day by paying the toll for the person in the car behind you. Never buy a beige car. When negotiating your salary, think of what you want. Then, ask for 10% more. Never underestimate the power of words to heal and reconcile relationships.